Turn to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1. I'd like for us to look at our memory verse from this passage of Scripture this morning. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 7. It reads, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Let's bow for prayer. I pray, O Heavenly Father, that your Holy Spirit would lead us and guide us into truth this morning, and that he would glorify the Lord Jesus. O God in heaven, I pray that you'd meet each one at that point of spiritual need this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Apostle Paul, in writing to young Timothy, rejoices first and foremost in his salvation. There in verse number 5, he said that I am persuaded that it's in thee also. The Apostle Paul rejoices in the fact that Timothy has the evidence of salvation in his life. And then in verse number 6, the Apostle Paul encourages Timothy concerning his calling to the ministry and to be mindful of that gift of God that's been placed upon him, the anointing of God to serve God within the full-time ministry. And then he moves on in verse number 7 and he addresses the issue of fear. And he encourages young Timothy concerning the fact that we can serve the Lord Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit and therefore not become a victim of fear. So I'd like to spend a few moments this morning addressing this issue of fear. The word afraid is mentioned no less than 193 times in the Bible. The word fear is mentioned no less than 524 times in the Bible. Now bearing in mind that some of those references to fear are in reference to godly fear, having a holy reverence for Almighty God, but even though being the case, there are hundreds of reference to the issue of fear, and when we read of the word afraid, that is almost 99% of the time in reference to the human heart being fearful in a negative sense. Fear is a universal problem. We all battle with fear. And the Bible teaches us that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And the Bible teaches us that we can have victory over fear in our lives. And a key to that end is to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God and to live the Christian life under the dominion of the Holy Spirit of God. So let's begin this morning by defining fear. What is fear? Well, it's a negative feeling, a negative emotion. It divides, you could use the word uncertainty, stressful. I think the greatest definition for fear, it's a divide within our emotions, a divide between confidence and lacking confidence in a certain area. So I think we can all conclude that fear is a very strong emotion. And it is predominantly the result of our thinking. It's the result of our thinking. That is, what is in our mind, all that which we have seen, and therefore that affects our mind, and that translates into an emotion, the emotion of fear. But also fear can be the result of what we do or what we do not do. So when we talk about fear, we're talking about an emotion within the soul of man. Mankind is a triune being, body, soul, and spirit. The physical body cannot fear, it's just flesh. The spirit, for those of us that are Christians, we have the Holy Spirit of God, and He is not the spirit of fear, the Bible teaches us. So fear reigns within the realm of our soul, the mind, the will, the emotions. Fear is a strong emotion. Now the Bible talks about fear being within mankind. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 5, the Bible teaches us within were fears. Fightings without, said the Apostle Paul, for when we were come into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, he said, but we were troubled on every side. Note, without were fightings, within were fears. So fear is an emotion. It is within our emotions, it's within the soul domain of mankind. And often it is ignited by our thinking, by what we think upon, or what we perceive in our minds, or it's often ignited by what we do, or what we don't do. And that triggers this emotion called fear. So that's what fear is. It is negative, it's a strong emotion, I think we understand that. Now, why are we fearful? Why do we battle with this emotion called fear? Well, first and foremost, I'd like for us to remind one another that because we have a sinful nature, we are prone to being fearful. Because we have a sinful nature, we are prone to being fearful. It is a part of the sinful nature. There was no fear before sin entered into the world. In Genesis chapter 3 verse 10, the Bible reads, "And he said, and I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid." Adam was afraid because of sin. He understood that he and Eve had sinned and they hid from God. And when God cried out for Adam, "Where art thou?" they hid because they were afraid. There is no fear before the entrance of sin. So because we have a sinful nature, we are fearful. We have fears. We can't escape it. It's a part of our nature. It is natural, in other words, for us to be fearful because of our sinful nature. We all battle with a measure of fear from time to time. So it's part of our nature, our fleshly nature. But also, why are we fearful? Not only because we have a sinful nature, a fallen nature, but secondly, another chief reason why many are fearful is because they are living in disobedience to the Word of God. Deliberate disobedience to the Word of God will cause fear in your heart and in my heart. For example, Genesis chapter 18 verse 15, when God addressed Sarah for laughing at the fact that God was going to give her a child, then Sarah denied, saying, "I laughed not, for she was afraid." And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. So often fear is simply the result of us doing something wrong. And our conscience kicks in and tells us you've done wrong, you haven't done what you ought to do, and that generates fear. So many of our fears are simply because we are living outside of the boundaries of the Word of God. That's a good place to say amen. We don't want to admit that. But that's the cold, hard facts. Sarah denied before Almighty God that she laughed in God's face concerning the promises of God. She's afraid. Now, living in fear is a part of life. But it is not the Spirit-filled life. Yes, it's a part of life to be fearful. But it is not the Spirit-filled life. It is not God's ideal that you and I live in fear. But it is the will of God that you and I live under the dominion of the Holy Spirit. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's the ideal. That's the Spirit-filled life. And this is why you'll read in the Scriptures that God addresses fear. So fear is acceptable to God. Then why does God time and time again address fear within the lives of His people? For example, Genesis chapter 15 verse 1, God said to Abraham, fear not. And why is it that time and time again the Lord Jesus said to His disciples, why are you so fearful? And what about the women there at the empty tomb and the angel said, fear not, for you seek Jesus. He is not here. He is risen. Come and see where the Lord lay. So if fear is acceptable, then why throughout the Scriptures does God challenge and confront His people with statements like, fear not. Why are you fearful? Could it be that God wants us to live on a higher plane? Oh, but Pastor, you're saying on the one hand that fear is natural. Yes, it is natural. But it's not spiritual. That's the point we're trying to get at. We are naturally fearful because we have a sinful nature. We have a nature that is fallen short of God's standard of perfection. So we struggle with fear. Romans chapter 7 makes reference to that. I do which I shouldn't do, and that which I shouldn't do, that I do. What about Philippians chapter 4 verse number 6, please? Let's read Philippians 4, 6. Fear is a part of life. We are all prone to a measure of fearfulness. But for you and I that know Jesus Christ as personal Saviour, we can have victory over our fears by living under the dominion of the Holy Spirit. And here in Philippians 4:6, the Bible reads, be careful, be anxious, be fearful, be afraid for some things. No, that's not what my King James Bible teaches. Be careful, be anxious, be
afraid for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So God tells us in the Word of God, stop worrying. Stop it. Stop the worrying. Instead of worry, pray. Pray. It is God's antidote for fear. It is an antidote for fear. We spend all of this time worrying and worrying, and we won't even spend 0.1% in prayer for that issue. You know that's true. So we are fearful in the flesh, in a natural sense, but we need to live above that. And there in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. In other words, the Spirit of God indwells us that we might have victory over fear. So define what is fear. Something within, it's a strong emotion. Why are we fearful? Well, we have a sinful nature. We haven't received our glorified bodies yet, so we'll struggle with fear until the Lord Jesus comes back. Some of our fears are due to our sin. Conscience kicks in and we are fearful for a number of reasons. Now, what causes fear in our lives? Now, I don't have time to go through all of these passages of Scripture, but let me just quickly give you 10 causes of fear. You can write these down and look them up in your own time. Number one, what causes fear in our lives? When we don't understand something, that can often be something that will generate fear. When we don't understand something or someone. Matthew 1:20 is a good example of that. Mary and Joseph. Joseph was fearful. The angel of the Lord said, fear not. That which is within. Mary is of the Holy Ghost. So because Joseph couldn't understand, he was fearful. That's one reason why we're often fearful. We don't understand the future. We might not understand something to do with our health, possibly. Fear. Another cause of fear in our lives is a lack of faith. In fact, at the heart of fear is faithlessness. I know we don't want to hear that. That is it. If at the heart of the issue of depression is hopelessness, at the heart of the issue of fear is faithlessness. That's why Jesus said to his disciples time and time again, why are you faithless? And they gave evidence of that lack of faith by their fear. Matthew 8:26 is one example. Another cause for fear is our concern over our needs being met. Matthew 10:31, our living expenses. Maybe for some of you that yet haven't found that perfect lifetime partner. Or shall I say they haven't found you as yet. That can breed some fear. You're afraid of how will my needs be met. Number four, another reason why many are fearful, it's because they're concerned about what others think of them. Write that one down. Matthew 14:5, Herod was cautious to arrest and kill John the Baptist because John the Baptist had a reputation. And he was concerned about what people would think in his dealing with John the Baptist. We're often fearful because we're concerned about what others think of us, our reputation. Beloved, we need to be more concerned about what does God think of us. And some of us are living in fear because you're concerned about what fellow man thinks of you, but what about God? Lesson number five, why are we fearful? It's often because of what we see causes fear. Matthew 28:5, as those Roman soldiers witnessed those angels moving that stone away from that tomb, the Bible teaches us they were fearful and became as dead men. It's often what we see causes us to fear. And some of our lives are full of fears because you spend too much time listening and watching bad news. And that's why you're so fearful. Oh, you're tracking ISIS around the globe. Every step that they're making. And therefore, you're fearful. You get my point? Many of us are living in fear because of what you see. You're looking and observing all of this negative news, and lo and behold, it creates fear. Number six, another cause for fear is our perception of a person or a situation can often cause fear. Our perception of a person or a situation. Luke 19:21 is an example of that. In our Lord's parable, it gives the example of that one that would not invest his talent because he said concerning his master that you are an austere man because you're a hard man. So he had a perception of his master that caused him to fear. And some of our perceptions of individuals and situations, what we think will happen, will never happen. But it's in our brain, and what's it doing? It's igniting the emotion of fear. We're thinking about all the ifs and buts if I fly from A to B. Maybe I'll be a part of the next Malaysian airline that goes into oblivion. Maybe that'll be me. Our perception. Number seven, another reason why often people fear is because they have a sense of hopelessness. That's connected to fear. Luke 21:26 is an example of that. You can look these up in your own time. Number eight, are you still with me? These are just some reasons why we can be fearful from the Bible. Number eight, when we witness something happening to another person that we don't like. For example, when God struck Ananias and Sapphira dead, there in Acts 5:5, the Bible teaches us that people were afraid. It wasn't godly fear. No, they were afraid because they saw Ananias and Sapphira drop dead in their presence. They were afraid, and those that heard of it were afraid. So often, what we witness or hear happening to others can be a means of fear. For example, you could attend a funeral service of someone that is your contemporary. And all of a sudden that emotion of fear can take over. He might just give you a hard time and that fear will tell you you're going to be next. Well, you will be next in God's timing. It's a point under man wants to die. What's new under the sun? But thank God to be absent from the body is in present with the Lord. That's our hope. That's our hope. Death is another reason why people are fearful. They are afraid of death. Hebrews 2:15. To deliver them through fear of death. Many people are living in fear because they're afraid of dying. No need to be afraid of dying. You will die eventually. But to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There are many people, even God's people, that are afraid of death. But for the child of God, it's simply a promotion to glory. But because we're not living under the power of the Holy Spirit, that just doesn't compute. Talk to me. You know it's true. That's fleshly. Number 10, and make sure you write this one down. Many are fearful because they're afraid of what others will do to them. They're afraid of what others will do to them. In Hebrews 13:6 it reads, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Many are afraid because they're afraid of what others might do to them. Fear. What will fear do to us? Well, fear leads to bondage. In Romans 8:15, the Bible talks about fear is binding. It grieves the work of the Spirit of God in the life of the believer. Fear binds us. Also, fear hinders boldness. In Philippians 1:14, fear will hinder you and I from being bold concerning the gospel. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4, please. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. It reads, there is no fear in love. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment. Fear will torment you. You know that's true. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. What does that mean, Pastor? Fear is a mark of immaturity. But the Spirit-filled Christian will gain victory over those natural fears by submitting to the presence and person of the Holy Spirit. And they can live in victory and be no longer dominated by fear that torments our emotions. Tormenting. Affects our minds, our wills, our emotions. So fear leads to bondage. Fear will hinder boldness. Fear is tormenting. Fear will affect your health. It will affect you physically. If you are a self-proclaimed worry wart, you are paying for it physically in some way. Yes, you are. Because we are a triune being, body, soul, spirit. If you are fearful, it affects your spirit. It grieves the Spirit of God. It will also affect your soul. It will affect your mind, your will, and your emotions. Fear will affect your body. You will bear a burden upon your physical faculties because of your fear. And I'm absolutely convinced that some of our health issues stem back to fear. The Bible talks about the emotion of envy there in Proverbs 14:30 affecting our health. And also in Proverbs 17:22 makes reference to a merry heart is good for our health. So the Bible teaches us that a negative emotion will affect your health, and the Bible teaches that a good emotion will affect your health. Fear is an emotion, so it will have some impact upon your health and my health. In fact, in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24, the Bible teaches that fear will rob you and I of sound sleep. It will affect your sleep patterns. Some of us are not sleeping well because we are so fearful.
Amen, Pastor. Good point. You're right.
That's what the Bible teaches. Proverbs 3:24. If you don't believe me, I don't care if you don't believe me. That's what the Bible teaches. I wish I had a little bit more time. But what is God's medication for anxiety disorders? God's medication for anxiety disorders. It's to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
But Pastor, I have an anxiety disorder.
You are fearful.
And you and I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pastor, I need medication.
Yes, you do. The Word of God.
The presence and power of the Holy Spirit. Because it is a spiritual issue. We are sinful beings. We violate Scripture. Therefore, we have these fears. We have a lack of faith. Therefore, we have these fears. And God's medication for anxiety disorders is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Save yourself a lot of money. And in fact, you'll deal with the problem. Now, I know you don't want to hear that. That's the cold hard facts. That's the truth. Your fears, my fears, are spiritual problems. Not a physical problem. Not a brain problem. It's a mind problem. Medication can't fix your mind. It's not physical. It's not tangible. It's a spiritual issue. God hath not given us the spirit of? Let's say it again. God hath not given us the spirit of? Is God a liar? Go back to 2 Timothy chapter 1. But of power and of love and of a sound mind. So what's God's medication for anxiety disorders? To be controlled by the Holy Spirit of God. That's God's remedy. To acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life and in my life. Instead of ignoring Him. Did you say good morning to the Holy Spirit this morning? That would be a good place to start. Most of us live as if He doesn't exist. Talk to me. Acknowledge His presence. Confess any sin that might be grieving the Spirit of God. Then simply ask the Holy Spirit to fill you. Ephesians 5:18. Be filled with the Spirit. And if we are filled with the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 to 23 teaches us the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. What's the next one?
Peace.
Amen. Glory to God. Is God's word true or not? Then God's medication for your anxiety disorder is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pastor, that's awfully simple. No, it's not so simple. Far easier to go down to a GP and get some medication for your anxiety disorder that will not fix the problem, because they cannot fix the problem, because it's a spiritual problem.
But you and I need to humbly submit, acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit within us and make sure that we are clean vessels unto honour and say, oh Spirit of God, I'm fearful. I'm afraid. I admit that. Fill me with your presence.
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. The Holy Spirit gives us power to live the Christian life, to serve God effectively. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love. In the power of the Holy Spirit, we can love God. We can love one another as we ought to love one another. For the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. The Spirit-filled Christian will love God. One of the two greatest commandments, love God with all your being, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Upon these two, hang all the law and the prophets. How can we do that? By being filled with the Holy Spirit. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. What's the next one? What is it? One more time. What do you think that means? Oh, wonderful background music. Thank you. A sound mind. It's the opposite of being fearful. When you're fearful, you don't have a sound mind. Am I right or not? God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Fear hath torments. Fear will bind you. Fear will affect you physically. You'll have issues physically because of your fear. And some of us have got some physical issues because of fear. Because we are a triune being. Our soul affects our body, our soul affects our spirit. And the Apostle Paul reminds Timothy that he doesn't need to live under the dominion of fear, but reminds him that he can live under the dominion of the Holy Spirit and therefore live according to the power of God, live according to the love of God, and also have a sound mind. Do you have a sound mind this morning? Or is your mind troubled? God's answer is the Spirit-filled life. So that's the title of my sermon then, God's Medication for Anxiety Disorders. I knew I'd come up with a title for the sermon eventually. God's Medication for Anxiety Disorders, to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And when we are fearful, we are giving evidence of walking in the flesh. Oh, Pastor, I don't want to hear that. Well, neither do I, but that's the fact. Because God hath not given us the spirit of? Say it again. God hath not given us the spirit of? Is God a liar? God hath not given us the spirit of fear. So it's not spirit-filled living to be... To remain fearful. Now, because we have a sinful nature, we, in a natural sense, we are fearful. But what do you do with that fear? Do you let it reign and roam? No, we pull that fear back in and say, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Glory to God. You and I can live in victory. You don't need to be tormented by your fears, because we can be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, can be a reality in your life and my life. Oh, Pastor, that sounds so simple. Well, it is in a sense, but it's not. Because we need to acknowledge the Spirit of God, and we need to yield to the Spirit of God, and we need to be filled with the Spirit of God. Are you saying, Pastor, if I am constantly fearful that I'm not living the Spirit-filled life? Yes. For whatsoever is not of faith is
May God help us to live under the dominion of the Holy Spirit. We all have fears. What do you do with them? Acknowledge. May God help us to be filled with the Spirit of God. God hath not given us the spirit of, but of power. So God hath not given us the spirit of, but of, and of. Is God's word true? May God help us to be spirit filled. God's medication for anxiety disorders. Let's pray.